This is AFN Bahrain's Daily Bahrain Beat. I'm Navy Petty Officer Alec Kramer. On this edition of the AFN Bahrain Report, Secretary of the Navy visits Georgia Tech Research Institute, and Navy announces commissioning ceremony for the future USS Beloit. Here is U.S. Navy Seaman Adam Ojica with the story.
The Secretary of the Navy, Carlos Del Toro, visited the Georgia Tech Research Institute on October 23, 2024. This was to highlight the vital role of research and development in maintaining naval dominance and warfighting excellence. The Secretary addressed Georgia Tech students and faculty and Naval Reserve Officers Training Corps students from Georgia Tech, Spelman College, and Morehouse College, emphasizing the importance of their contributions to national security. Del Toro said, quote, "Georgia Tech is a powerhouse of innovation, and GTRI's research is critical to ensuring our sailors and Marines have the technological edge they need to prevail in any conflict. The work being done here, specifically in areas like artificial intelligence, cyber-physical systems, and electromagnetic spectrum operations, is directly aligned with the Navy's strategic priorities," end quote. The U.S. Navy will commission the future USS Beloit LCS-29, a Freedom Variant littoral combat ship, on November 23, 2024 in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The naming of LCS-29 honors the contributions the people of Beloit have made to the U.S. Navy, such as the Fairbanks Morse plant, which built engines that power many of the Navy's ships and submarines, including USS Beloit. As the ship's sponsor, retired Army Major General Marcia M. Anderson will lead the time-honored Navy tradition of giving the order during the ceremony to man our ship and bring her to life. Following its commissioning, the Beloit will depart Milwaukee for its home port assignment of Naval Station Mayport in Jacksonville, Florida.
That's the AFN Bahrain Report. I'm Petty Officer Alec Kramer.